The future is not what it used to be. This popular statement was the inspiration for a fresh exhibition that opened at Prague's Dock Center for Contemporary Art this week. It is titled The Future of the Future and explores not just our visions of the future, but also how our understanding of the concept has changed. On display are works by artists from Austria, England, Germany and the United States. Sarah Borufka went to have a look at what the future holds.
Sound there from the Blue Frog Society, an installation piece by Barbara Holub that is featured in the Future of the Future exhibition that opened in Prague's Dock Center for Contemporary Art on July 29th. Barbara Holub explains why she chose the name Blue Frog Society for this project on display for the very first time here at Docks. She says it was inspired by a new urban development in Vienna.
I think that was a very spontaneous concept because the future urban development in Vienna Aspen is called the Lake City. And when I was at this habitat, I was thinking of the Amazon immediately, even though it's in the middle of Middle Europe. And frogs, I like frogs because they have those very intimate and very challenging conversations. Actually, the tape was recorded in a swimming pond my sister made just outside of Vienna, and no artificial sounds are added. And when you closely listen to their conversations, you can really understand how their dialogues function.
This audio element is paired with a rather striking visual installation meant to be explored by the visitor rather than looked at from a distance. I asked the artist to describe its elements.
It's an assembly or accumulation of mirror placards, actually the type of placards you'd use for a demonstration, and they're situated on the floor as if a demonstration had just ended and people would have just left them on the floor, or at the same time as if they were just lying on the floor waiting to be picked up.
The mirrors are covered in multi-layered writing, which is hard to read. Yet they feature a very direct manifesto, the society's ideas on how to establish habits that could lead to a better future. The ambivalence of this piece fits well with the overall theme of the exhibition, the motto of which is, "Yesterday you dreamt about the future, today the future dreams about you." I asked the exhibition's curator, Jaroslav Angel, about the meaning of the statement.
I try to make a distinction between two understandings of the future. And the one is represented by the period of the 60s, when everything was about the future and everything was about progress. And we believe in infinite growth, that everything will be better tomorrow. Well, today, everybody see that we have a very different attitude. First of all, I think we don't look so much into the future because very often we are scared of it. So that's one big difference.
The exhibition unites various pieces that all deal with a new concept of the future. Aside from Barbara Holub's Blue Frog Society, it also features a number of other artworks, among them a future vision of an art museum in 50 years by London-based artists Maricia Lewandowska and Neil Cummings. Another item on display is a model of Brooklyn in 100 years by New York-based not-for-profit group Terraform One, which has won awards for its urban renewal projects aimed at creating a more environmentally friendly and sustainable New York.
The title of this work is Urbaneering Brooklyn 2110, that means Brooklyn in 100 years. And of course, looks very different from Brooklyn today. That's why probably the authors provided a map, today's map of Brooklyn, so we would be able to identify individual sections of Brooklyn. It's all in white, and structures are very distinct, very specific.
Barbara Hope's piece, too, aims at providing an alternative vision of the future, though hers started out as a rather abstract one. She says she first had the idea for the Blue Frog Society when she saw a piece of land on the outskirts of Vienna that was to be redeveloped.
There was a very special moment when I started to make my research, where I discovered a small jungle-like wooden area, very small parcel in between the abandoned airfield and normal housing area. And it was very secretive and very special, and it immediately transferred me to a completely different realm where I felt that something different had happened or that something different could happen. And so I started to develop the idea that this could be the habitat of a future society that had survived the conditions of today and that can actually really take the risk to develop ideas that we badly need today.
Holub is hoping that this fictional society will come into existence in the course of the exhibition, which runs until October, and that people who have better visions of the future and solutions for present problems will unite in the Blue Frog Society. I asked the artist what values she thinks are necessary for a better future.
On the one hand, you could say that there are very direct values. Somehow they're described a bit in between the lines on the mirrors. But I think at the same time as we'll make a plea for certain values like no boundaries, that all people can move around freely, that would be a very important issue. At the same time, what I think is very important is to leave space for the unplanned. We live in systems where we think that we need to be in control all the time. So I think what we really need is to take the risk, to dare to leave space for things to evolve.
And the exhibition's curator, Jaroslav Angel, also hopes that the exhibition will not just reveal how our understanding of the future has changed, but also help expose its flaws and point us in a more positive direction.
I try to make a distinction between two understandings of the future. And the one is represented by the period of the 60s when everything was about the future and everything was about progress and we believe in infinite growth, that everything will be better tomorrow. Well, today everybody see that we have a very different attitude. First of all, I think we don't look so much into the future because very often we are scared of it. So that's one big difference. Then we are much less optimistic about progress. We are much less optimistic about that notion that our children will live better than we do. I think we are worried about the future. But if we try to forget about it, I think that's not the right attitude. We have to deal with it. We have to deal with the issues. And we have to connect the past, the present, and the future. And that's how I think our understanding of the future is or should be different from yesterday.
The Future of the Future exhibition runs at Prague's Docks until October 25th.